Civico, Bill Hendry.
There was one tape that was marked special, and we're just aghast.
The guy, to me, the guy is obviously a moron to write this sort of thing.
First of all, today's decision is a step in the right direction.
There was one tape that was marked special, and we're just aghast.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock out here on the West Coast, 4 a.m. out there on the East Coast, and everywhere in between. The Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass of talk radio media. Groundbreaking, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And tonight we'll have as our special guest here in this hour, Dean Wheeler. Much thanks to Dr. Michael Stone. Great guy. It's a lot of fun to talk to Dr. Stone about all that criminality and that sick stuff. You know, that's his thing. Somebody got to do it. It's a good thing he's doing it. And we thank him for being with us. He'll be with us again next month. We have Dean Wheeler coming up here in just a moment to talk about a controversial, or so it appears, ad that has been blocked by CBS. It will not be running on CBS during the Super Bowl. It was one that was attempted to be placed by Mr. Wheeler, his wife, Esmeralda. And it is a new site, a friendship site, a relationship site. Now, it has nothing to do with gay men, but it has been caught up in that controversy, so we'll talk with him. Our number is 877-876-PHIL and our website, philhendryshow.com, so you can check out live streaming video of the show this evening as well as live streaming streaming audio of the show each and every night. And you can download our show the next day when we put it up on the site. So if you've missed the radio show, download the audio, and you can watch a five-day archive as well of our video. Dean Wheeler joining us from Novato, California, where he is a homeopathic doctor, also is involved in, you were involved politically in the anti-war movement as well, and you also, you and your wife do some prenatal and postnatal counseling of women, correct? Is this all sort of part of a, how do I put this, Doc, is it a new age healing thing?
I don't like to put it that way, Phil. I don't think that we see ourselves as anything other than people who advocate a holistic approach to healing, which means we don't reject medicine. We just believe that there are other ways that can work very nicely with a medical approach to healing the body.
All right, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. What we are going to talk about is a website that you and your wife have both started. It is called, I think, New World Matches. .com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And you attempted to place an ad for the Super Bowl with CBS. It was rejected. Now, before we do this, what is newworldmatches.com? What do you do there?
Well, newworldmatches.com recognizes a reality I don't think the rest of the world quite recognizes or is talking about, and that is that men today, by virtue of the fact that they work so hard, are in the office or at home, involved with a wife or with children, and there really isn't any time to make or bond with male friends, so that a man can take some time and be with other men. New World Matches tries to bring together that world of men. The reason why CBS rejected the ad is they said they were worried about some kind of a read on it, that it would be homosexual. I was hurt more than anything else, and really shocked when I got this word.
When did you find out about this?
Well, I came home and my wife told me about this, that she'd gotten a phone call from an account executive. And I know that CBS has rejected other advertisements that they consider to be a violation of their standards and practices, which they thought, and some of that was, I think, a gay dating website, but ours is not.
Why would CBS, and so this website that you were, before we get into that, this website that you have is a website that features matching up straight men?
Yes, but it's not a dating site. We're talking about men who enjoy recreational time together, nothing more. I know that it probably is a difficult thing for homophobic people, and I'm beginning to find out that there's quite a few of them at CBS, And I have no doubt that there's probably a lot of homophobes that watch the Super Bowl. But I want to believe that we're open-minded enough that we don't have to get into censorship because of this sort of hate and bigotry that exists at CBS and among Super Bowl fans.
But you're talking about hate and bigotry. It's got nothing to do with gay. This is hate and bigotry, you say, because your website is a site for straight men looking to meet other men.
Yes, and it's not sexual at all. It's not sexual at all. But I do think it's the same dynamic, Phil. I think the homophobe that is working at the TV network, the homophobe that is a football fan, they're frightened. They're nervous about anything that even smacks of unusual. We're unusual, but we're not a gay dating website.
Do you blame the gay dating website or this gay dating service that was that also attempted to buy airtime? Do you blame them for this? Because if it hadn't been for them, that CBS's antenna might not have been up for your site.
Well, I do. In some sense, I think their timing was bad. I think that their timing. I think they should have known that the television networks were not going to put a gay dating website ad on during the Super Bowl. And if they had known that, I think then CBS would have been much more open to our website, which encourages men to meet, but it's not about sex.
The men that are meeting through your website are straight men?
Absolutely, they can be straight men. They're going out fishing together, they're hunting, they're bowling, they're sitting around and having a couple of beers, and that's the extent. Now, I'm not saying that gay men may not meet each other that way, but we don't encourage that, and we don't have anything on our website that would even remotely intimate something like that.
Tell me about the ad that you were going to place with CBS, and maybe we can go through this and find out what they found objectionable.
Well, I mean, CBS found just the whole idea of a website devoted to men networking offensive. That's what they, because I think of this homophobic, overly homophobic, and I don't know, maybe there's people that watch the Super Bowl or people at CBS that have questions about their own interests and what they sexually are interested in. I don't want to talk about that.
No, I don't want to comment on that either. I don't, you know, let me just, I tell you, so can we go through this commercial that you guys were going to place?
Well, we can, but again, CBS rejected it. Because they're I want to make that very clear. They're homophobic, as are a lot of the fans that watch the Super Bowl. I don't like to be that cut and dried.
You're pretty sure, huh?
I don't know why they would reject an ad for men networking.
All right, so the commercial begins how?
Well, our ad, Phil, simply says there's all kinds of people. We start with a graphic. There's all kinds of people and all kinds of matches, is what it says. Then we dissolve into a shot of two men sitting at a table. They are simply drinking beer. And then more ad copy. We've helped over 20,000 men network across America. Sports, business, and other activities. 20,000 new relationships over the last 6 months. So you can see there, and I'm just rolling. There's nothing sexual there.
All right.
Then we roll. Then the picture dissolves. There's a man dancing by himself, and this is kind of the fun aspect. He's in his apartment, and there's no one around. He's not dancing for anybody. He's in his living room, and he's dancing. And he's dancing in a bathing suit, and which of course is not unusual because you see the ocean behind him. And he reaches down, he adjusts himself a little bit, and then another man comes into the room.
Now, what do you mean by adjust himself, see? And what kind of bathing suit?
Well, you're starting to sound a little bit like these homophobes that I was talking about.
I'm asking you what kind of, because this, I'm just trying to see through their eyes.
But that's exactly what they said. What do you mean bathing suit? I said, a bathing suit? You don't know what a bathing suit is?
Well, what kind is it?
It's a Speedo, but you have to understand, there are men, Brazil, Quebec, parts of America, men do wear Speedos.
And what is it? He reaches down and adjusts himself.
That is correct. It's a normal move that a man would make, and we put that in there on purpose because that's an extremely masculine move, every man does it. It's a joke among guys about how they, you know, are constantly adjusting themselves. And then another guy comes into the room, and he sits down on the couch, and the other guy in the Speedo is dancing sort of for him, and he tugs at his Speedo. Now, here is what I find offensive, Phil.
And he, who tugs at his Speedo?
The man who's dancing kind of pulls his Speedo down a little bit in the back. Now, here's what I find offensive. CBS automatically took that to mean that that was a homosexual relationship. And we said to them, no, it is not. You are talking about two guys, heterosexuals, who are about to sit down and watch a football game. And one of them happened to have come off the beach. He's feeling good about life. He's dancing. And I said, the adjusting himself, that can certainly go out of it.
But well, it's the guy that comes in and sits down on the couch and the other guy's dancing for him.
Not dancing for him. He continues to dance. The other guy's on the couch. He's going to turn the game on. The other guy's dancing and is just enjoying himself and pulled the Speedo down because there's some kind of an irritation. What we wanted it to be a natural move, that's all.
All right, well, I can tell you CBS probably objected to that.
No, they didn't. They said that's fine. They had no problem with any of it. They just said they were not comfortable with this kind of male networking website. That's why we say they're bigots.
They were okay with the guy dancing in the Speedo, adjusting himself, and turning and pulling his Speedo down.
He doesn't pull his Speedo.
Well, you said he tugs at it.
Yes.
They were all right with that.
They were completely fine with that. It's just that they are homophobic. I'm saying it. And that the audience that watches football...
All right, hold the line here, because you're drawing a lot of conclusions. 877-876-PHIL, Mr. Dean Wheeler with the website New World Matches, he says is a male networking site, has nothing whatsoever to do with homosexuality or gay men meeting each other. The commercial shows two guys drinking beer. It shows a guy dancing in a bathing suit and another guy sitting on a couch while that guy is dancing in the bathing suit. And he says it has nothing to do with sex, that these are a couple of guys that are getting ready to watch a football game. Now, the guy in the bathing suit, it, quote, adjusts himself, and I don't know what that is. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, and he says everybody at CBS and the audience for the Super Bowl, this is homophobia, absolute bigotry. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What did I say that was wrong?
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're with Dean Wheeler from Novato, California. Dean and his wife, both in the holistic healing field. And they've also started a website, and it's a website for male networking. Now, Dean, before we get to our phone calls and people who want to talk here, you've got a TV ad that you say is for male networking. CBS rejected it because they said it was not according to standards and practices. And I think that means they're not comfortable with it. They feel it might have gay content, just like one other ad.
Well, Phil, the other, you're not being entirely honest here.
What am I not being honest about?
Most of the protesting has been driven by the viewer, these football fans or these viewers of CBS, who once we put the site up, and word was that we were negotiating for airtime, there were a lot of phone calls from these homophobes that I have to question the intelligence. When you say this is a male networking site, it has nothing to do with sex, and these sort of backwoods people write in and say it's a gay site, there's a disconnect that is astounding. There's a disconnect that's almost apocalyptic.
But your site, and we talked about this, your site has the ad that you wanted to place shows two guys having a beer. All right, that's fine.
And it sits. In this world, there are many matches, many relationships. And then we say 20,000 men have networked.
Right, but then at the end, a guy is dancing in a bathing suit.
To concentrate on that, that is exactly what he's doing. He is a straight man dancing in a bathing suit.
And he's pulling it down?
No, and I'm so sorry that you have to misrepresent.
No, sir, I don't want to misrepresent. Tell me what he's doing.
I said he reached down to adjust himself and pulls the Speedo down on the back because he's just adjusting the suit.
And that's while another guy is sitting there with the remote.
Getting ready to watch the game. The other guy's putting on some chapstick or something, and they're getting ready to watch the game.
877-876-PHIL.
Well, I don't know what that pregnant pause was about, but I think the audience will take it to mean you think I'm running some kind of a gay site.
I'm having a difficult time putting two and two together here. I could be very wrong. Let's go to a phone call. On the line here is Martin. Martin, you're on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. I just wanted to make a remark to Dean's website. I mean, I know all in all, it's probably a great website, and it's got great intentions. And I guess, in general, every website has great intentions. But the fact is, I mean, what you're targeting...
Every website has great intentions. Well, not all of them.
Yeah, well, maybe not all of them. Not
maybe.
Every single
all right, okay,
one.
So.
But, I mean, you know, most of the cleaner ones, and that's what Dean is claiming to have, is a clean website that's, you know, being professional about, you know, networking towards males. Well, the thing is, I mean, you're not going to network to a single sex and claim that it's not, its intentions are not for the two males to hook
networking.
Up.
Networking. Well, are you saying that there's no such thing as a business networking site?
All I'm saying is, coming from a gay male aspect, it's not gay.
It's not a gay site.
But
it's
I'm telling
business.
You, being gay, that would be definitely something that I would feel would be targeted towards me. And I'm sure that some average Joe watching Super Bowl isn't going to be like, oh, damn, I'm going to call that show. Or I'm going to go on that website. You know,
That's an interesting point. So, Martin, you're gay, and you're saying you would definitely think it's targeting you.
I think he owes me an apology.
I mean, I
think he, no. I think you owe me an apology,
who are
sir,
targeting
because
to?
We're straight men, all men, who want to network and enjoy recreation time together, whether it is going to ball games or playing a game of cards or going to the beach or the things that men do. And to say that this is the site is it's a full gay appeal.
Well, when you had the man in the Speedo dancing in front of the other guy, was that to appeal to gay men?
Mr. Henry, this is extremely I am telling you that is not a gay scene.
I don't want to be rude or anything, but I think you need to pull up your trunks and just come out of the closet already, because being that I am, like I said, I am a gay individual.
What does that mean? I'm a married man. I'm a married man. I have a daughter and a son.
If you're a married man and you're looking for the company of another male, then I definitely think that there's something wrong with that situation. Absolutely.
I'm not looking for it. We're doing a site that networks for men.
What's the whole thing with this?
Do you not go on this website?
I own the website.
Okay, so then you can benefit from the aspect of meeting male individuals and dancing around in a Speedo, because you think that's completely heterosexual. Would that
I'm
be fair to say?
Men, are you telling me that straight men don't wear bathing suits? Yes, they do. Are you saying
heck
that they
no.
don't dance?
And you know what? They do. They do. Dean, you're
right.
Right.
Are you
you're
saying
right.
that they don't dance?
Right.
They don't dance? They don't dance?
Absolutely
of
not
course
in
they
front
do.
Of other men.
Well,
Dean,
the difference is, a straight guy is going to dance. A straight guy is going to dance in a club, and there's other guys there. He's with his wife, but a guy dancing in front of another guy.
Oh, will you guys get off it? You're telling me that
Well, this gentleman's gay, and he's saying that a guy dancing in front of another guy can be seen as is a gay act.
Oh, is that what it is? So straight men, here's the word, don't dance in front of other guys or you are gay. And I think that's a destructive message.
It All right. may be not necessarily the message that somebody's trying to send, but it's the message that you're trying to portray.
Right. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very much, Martin. We got to take a break. Dean Wheeler with us. His website is called New World Matches, and CBS won't give him airtime because they're saying it's a gay site. He says, no, it isn't. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Joining us right now, Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler, among other things, is right now administering or the owner of a website called New World Matches. Now, you attempted to put an ad on CBS for the Super Bowl. It was rejected because of standard and practices. They thought it was gay, and you are finding great you took great offense at that. There's not much you can do, though, is there, sir?
Well, there is. I can come on a program like yours, Mr. Hendry, and say that it really is slanderous to say that our ad, the commercial that we run for New World Matches, even approaches homosexuality. We don't have any problem with gays. I'm not in the business, though, of providing a dating website for them. This is a networking site for men. And when a major news, a major broadcast corporation and the viewers of that broadcast corporation take men networking and call it gay, I wonder what's wrong with them. I wonder why they're not sure of their masculinity. I wonder why they are feeling insecure, because there's nothing about our site.
Let's go to your site here, sir. You have on your site a webcam, pictures that each man can submit. You're saying that a man submits a picture and even can access the webcam because he wants to meet other guys that want to go fishing and want to go, you know, to sporting events, and that's it.
Yes. When you see, your question is posed as an indictment.
No, sir.
Yes, it is, because you're saying, you're telling me that because a man submits a photograph and has the option of using our webcam, which is a private webcam, it can go private.
Why the need of a private webcam if this site is for straight men?
Because they're discussing political points of view. You know, doing a talk show, that it is very explosive. We don't want to create some a chat room where feelings are getting hurt and there's a lot of extreme conversation. If two guys meet each other and they want to go private with our webcam, they can. And they're discussing politics. They are.
When you the words "go private with the webcam," though, sounds sexual.
I don't care what it sounds like to a CBS executive who is in the closet. I don't care what it sounds like to a Super Bowl fan who is buried in the closet. I care about the 100% straight men that access our website and simply want to discuss politics. They can go private. CBS and even you, Mr. Hendry, are very out of touch with the common heterosexual man in the United States. You must not have any. Do you have straight friends? I mean,
yes, of course I have straight friends for many, many years.
This is how we act. We dance together. We webcam together.
That is something else I wanted to point out. On your website, you claim that men can network to go dancing and have dinner parties.
And the way you even to go dancing and have dinner parties, the way you put that.
I don't. Are you talking about straight men dancing together?
No, I am not. I'm talking about straight men going out to dance and meeting women.
All right. And then you say having dinner parties.
Yes.
Are there women at those dinner parties?
You don't have to have women at everything to be straight. Right.
I don't mean to upset you, Mr. Wheeler. But what you're saying, if you'll pardon the term, it dances right up to the edge.
No, it does not, and you do have a problem. And this is the homophobia, Mr. Hendry, that I ran into at CBS.
I am not a homophobe. I know you don't want to believe me, but I am not a homophobe. I'm just saying, if this is a site for straight men, you heard the gay guy saying just moments ago that if he sees an ad with a guy in a Speedo dancing for another guy that's putting on chapstick, he thinks that's for gay guys.
I think, Mr. Hendry, you have all kinds of people in this world and talk show callers who are notoriously, dishonest because they're just playing for the crowd. I take that with a grain of salt. It goes in one ear and it comes right out. It sails right out the other one. And
all right, 877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk to Dean Wheeler, the owner of New World Matches, a networking site for straight men. Nothing gay about it, but CBS rejected a TV ad saying that it bordered on it. And the fans, the Super Bowl fans that are going to watch the game on CBS, they didn't like it. Here is Kathy in Boca Raton. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of comments and kind of from a woman's perspective also. The first thing, I think if Mr. Wheeler really, really wanted to have an ad on Super Bowl Sunday, he really did himself, or his advertising agency did himself, a disservice by not showing a couple of guys either having a burger together and a beer, and then maybe under the...
Don't tell me what's in our ad. I know what's in our ad, and we do.
Maybe if you showed a couple of guys working on an engine.
Yeah, he already said that they have them at a bar. Is that what you're saying, Kathy?
Well, that's one point. But the other point, instead of the bathing suit scene, put the two guys under the hood of a car in a garage working on an engine or something. Make it more masculine. And... So my second thought is maybe by purposely.
Are you in the advertising?
Yes,
business?
I was in an advertising agency here in South Florida for seven.
Oh well,
almost
that's
8 years.
That's not national.
And I'm
though.
Thinking
that's
first
sort
thought
of,
that lo- first
that's
thought
sort of
that
local.
Came to me. No, we did some national ads, but the first thought that came to me is possibly doing this on purpose that saves you $1 million a minute for the ad on Super Bowl Sunday, but you're still getting tons more of publicity by going this route and having to go on talk shows and defend your website. So I think maybe
I didn't really get anything that she said.
She's saying that you put this ad together on purpose to, and thanks very much, Kathy, for your call. You put this ad together on purpose to generate publicity.
Well, that's the cynic, and that is the cynic of a small town advertising blister. And we used to. I didn't mean to offend the lady, but I don't really need.
Well, you just did.
Well, I don't need advice from some, small market ad. What I'm saying is.
Well, what about that, Mr. Wheeler? Hey, you know, you've been on some talk shows here talking about this guy dancing in his Speedo. Is that what you are? What you're going out for?
You're very out of touch. I mean, everyone knows this is how straight people act. Your straight male listeners know, if you go out dancing with the guys, it is something that we do. We've got pictures of men eating, and a lot of people think this is gay, and it isn't, but men taking care of themselves, eating veggie burgers without bread. Or straight men, what I'm trying to say to you...
I think you're out of touch.
No, I'm not. CBS is out of touch, and I'll tell you something else. What the intimation today has been that I am gay and that I'm in a closet, that I'm buried back behind a raincoat, and I'm not. The intimation is that I don't get it. The intimation is that you get it and I don't. The intimation is, Mr. Henry, that you know what straight guys do, and it isn't dancing in a Speedo for each other. Well, I'm here to tell you that maybe there's a world out there where straight guys do that.
Well, wherever that is, Mr. Wheeler, I don't know where it is because I'm a straight guy, and while I don't necessarily mind guys dancing, if it was just me and another guy in a living room and that guy came out in a Speedo and started dancing while pulling the back of his suit down...
And you wouldn't put chapstick on?
No, I wouldn't put... What is that supposed to mean?
If you had chapstick.
If I had chapstick, I probably would drop the chapstick and go, "What are you doing, man?" You know,
what are you doing, man? He's dancing.
I understand.
You're telling me you'd be uncomfortable with a guy just letting his hair down.
If it was me and a friend of mine, and the guy was standing there in a Speedo...
Yeah, you already said so. And you'd say, would you gay bash him? Would you...
No, I wouldn't gay bash him. I'd probably say, what are you, what's up with you?
Yeah, so you'd be all scared, and you wouldn't even... You wouldn't even have the class and the style to continue to put the chapstick on and just ignore him.
The class and the style to continue to put the chapstick on. You really got to think about this chapstick.
Oh, okay. So that means something, too.
I'm telling you that the entire scene of a guy dancing in a Speedo, tugging it down in the back, the other guy putting on chapstick, you're telling me they're waiting to watch a football game. I'm saying straight guys look at that, and they think it's suspect. Gay guys look at that, and they think it's meant for them. You're sitting here telling me this is for straight guys. It ain't got nothing to do with gay. I'm telling you it makes me feel as if I were in a room like that, that's a gay guy.
Well, what about, are you gay? Because you said that both men were gay.
I don't think...
You said the other guy putting on the chapstick. So I said, if you were in that room and you had chapstick in your right hand ready to put it on your lips, and the guy came in, what do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do? I don't know what I'd do, okay?
Yeah, see? So you'd drop the chapstick and go, ooh, and you'd run out of there?
All right, Mr. Wheeler, I thank you very much for...
See, that's what I'm saying. This is the homophobia that I came up against.
No, it's fine, Mr. Wheeler. You have your opinion, I got mine. I'm not about to sit here and if you don't understand what I'm talking about, but you didn't get your ad on the air, and that's where that's at. Has anybody else put this ad or has said they will buy the ad?
Well, I've got interest from magazines, but they're the Advocate, but these are print ads.
The Advocate. So you've got interest from a gay magazine.
I told you that this is an ad. This is. I don't know what else to say to you because I know what you're doing. On behalf of the hetero-centric world and the homophobe, you're telling me that I'm as queer as a $3 bill. And
I never said anything of the sort, sir. I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. 877-876-PHIL. I think it's Jan. Jan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
I know Mr. Wheeler said earlier that these talk show callers, and I'd like to say that I've never actually called a talk show in my life, and I'm 50 years old, but I just was listening, and I felt compelled to do so. I'd like to just say that I'm sure CBS has many, many, many people that would like to advertise, and I believe they have the right to choose who they would like to advertise on their station during the Super Bowl.
Would
not like to advertise, and they don't need to be pressured or manipulated into it. And just from listening, I do feel Mr. Wheeler, and I was in the medical field for a long time, worked around a lot of doctors. I don't really want to say Dr. Wheeler. I'll say Mr. Wheeler. I feel like he's actually a very manipulative type of person. I can tell by the way he's responding to everyone. And
For straight men, and you don't like it. Why don't you say that?
I would just like to say that the way he's talking about
and
real men connecting, that is not
straight
how real
man,
men
and
connect.
I think that real men do.
What? I didn't hear what the lady said. I didn't hear what the lady said.
Yes,
Jan, are you
Phil?
There?
Yes, yeah. I am.
This is Phil. Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
She's talking to me.
I'm Phil Henry. Go ahead.
She's talking to me. Would you shut up?
All right. But real men, I can tell you, Jan, real men...
Right now, Phil. I'm sorry.
Are you married?
Phil, I'll start talking when he's quiet.
Jan, are you married? I'm asking a question. Are we not having a dialogue, Mr. Henry?
Yes, we're having a dialogue, but the lady had something that she wanted to say.
Well, I'm asking, is she married? If she's married, she may not know this, but this is exactly the behavior their husband engages in when she's not around.
You're being manipulative, Mr. Wheeler.
And tugging a Speedo down.
All right, look, Jan, go ahead, and I'll allow you to have the last word. Go ahead.
Okay,
well, I'm not interested in the last word, but I would like to say that I know a lot of real men, and I have a lot of gay friends. I have nothing against like I say, I have gay friends, and earlier they made the point about a man being married to a woman with children. I've actually known several men that are married to
married
a woman,
to women?
Have children, and have gay encounters on the side. So it's possible.
Now, is one of them, you don't know, is one of them related to you?
Excuse me?
What? Is one of them related to you?
No.
I see.
No.
All right, well, Jan, thank you very much for your call. 877-877. So she knows guys that...
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Boy, that woman just, she called up to completely confuse the issue. I know straight guys that have gay encounters on the side, and they're married to women, and they have kids. And I have an ad here that they would love where a guy dances in a Speedo and goes to a dinner party and all of that, and she's calling me up. She's calling me queerer than a $3 bill.
No, she didn't say that. You called yourself that. All right, world famous, thanks a lot, Dean, for nothing. 877-876-PHIL.
You're going to have him back on.
I'll say whether we have him back on or not. 877-876-PHIL, and we'll be back here talking about the... Back here with Dr. Ron Tarner next hour, Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, John Edwards and the Love Child. Thank you.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
Everybody welcome. I was telling the guys during a break, world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have Ron Tarner, Dr. Ron Tarner, coming up next hour, and he's trying to stand against the flood now of very, very negative publicity surrounding scientists and other advocates of global climate change. And Dr. Tarner, as you know, they're under assault. These emails, these doctors, these scientists, it's nuts. I was saying to Jason, the guys, I was watching a show on the History Channel, and it was hosted by Michael Palin.
The guy from Monty Python, he's funnier than hell.
Yeah, he's the guy that done the joke that I'll kill you.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I think it was Eric Idle. But in any event, Michael Palin does a show on the History Channel about World War One, and he goes from these battlefields, and he shows the grave of his grandfather and a lot of stuff.
So what, is it with Monty Python?
No, it ain't with Monty Python. It's not a comedy show. It's Michael Palin about World War One.
Yeah, but that could be funny.
Not this one, it ain't. No. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, a lot of you old guys, well, I don't mean you old guy, but a lot of you guys...
Never mind about us old guys, okay? I thought it was a pretty interesting show. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Forget about that. Forget about that because we have this. The ex-mistress of two-time presidential candidate John Edwards wants a very private and personal videotape back from a campaign aide who wrote a book about the politician, according to court records. This is a videotape that John Edwards is in. And it's a sex tape. This is the allegation. We also hear, and here it is, the rumor about John being very well endowed, right? John Edwards, do you realize that every single sex tape that comes out, the guy is supposed to be very well endowed? I bet you anything, if I came out in a sex tape,
look at that Hendry. Wow, you know.
About you, bud.
Well, I am.
All right, well, okay. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. Which I'm beginning to think, no, I bet you John Edwards, I bet you there's actually probably some physical malady there. I bet you he's,
Yeah, like a cocktail Frank.
You don't have to say it like that.
Cocktail Frank.
Anyway, you heard the story. The ex-mistress of two-time presidential candidate John, she wants this videotape back. She was granted a temporary restraining order against former Edwards loyalist Andrew Young in a North Carolina court. It seeks the return of photos and videos, including one she says she made in 2006 while working for Edwards. Jeez, this Edwards is the stupidest bastard that God ever let live past the cradle. This guy is the biggest slob. Now, if you had any perception at all, when he ran for president, you knew he was the emptiest suit of all those empty suits. He didn't have a thing to say. I always wonder what the hell made that guy tick, because I sure as hell don't know why he's running for president. He got nothing to say. This cat is as empty as they come. Andrew Young, author of the tell-all book, The Politician, talks to ABC News about how John Edwards reacted when he was told Riel Hunter was pregnant.
Crazy, and saying that she had sworn to him that she was physically unable to get pregnant and that he just felt like he had been set up. The senator tried to convince her to have an abortion. He tried to convince me to convince Riel to have an abortion. And
did you try to convince her?
No. He was furious with me for that.
All right. And again, we don't know whether this guy's telling the truth or not, because I think all these people are suspect. But this guy Young goes on to claim he has a homemade porn tape of Edwards.
There was one tape that was marked special, and we're just aghast. It's a sex tape.
Roger.
Of Riel and John Edwards, made just a couple of months before the Iowa caucuses. I mean, it's amazing that the tape exists. That's unbelievable. But to leave it in a house that's for sale where realtors are going to be coming through it and leave it there for 8 months is unbelievable.
Are you absolutely sure that this is John Edwards and Riel Hunter?
It's, oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
You never see her face. It's a visibly...
You can't see her face because of John. Yeah. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Ron Tarner next. We'll have more on this. Don't worry. This ain't going away. We love this story. Oh, yeah. We love it.
Phil Henry.
Oh, yeah.